someone submitted a form asking me my user profile, asking me if I'd ever hate fucked anyone, which I thought was an interesting question. I don't think I have. Maybe an instance when I was younger, when it might have been a bit of a fuck you kind of fuck, but not strictly a hate fuck. I don't know. I get the feeling that's not the answer you were hoping for, but I'm a lover, not a fighter. Possibly it's related to my work life. You know, I have to deal with really intense emotions on a daily basis at work and from some pretty traumatized people. So I've moved past, you know, wanting that to be a part of my personal life, especially my intimate life, my sex life. Like I said, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Maybe when I was some of my first sexual experiences were, how shall I put it? It was often like a real power imbalance, and at the time I don't think I really was aware of it, but now it's, you know, unless there's a real underlying equality, I'm not interested in playing with the power dynamic. It's just too much potential for pain, and too much potential for manipulation and general head fuckery. And that's not what I am about. That's not what I am interested in. That's not what makes me feel good. The biggest turn on, the hottest experiences have been with someone who's so into it that they're prepared to just be completely open. They're prepared to muck around and be vulnerable, and you can't do that when you hate someone. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, hate fucking is not sexy to me. So sorry. Nothing personal. If you're into hate fucking, do your thing. But I'm out. Yeah, I don't want to waste my energy on that shit. To me, it's infinitely sexier to be into the person you're with and to want to make them happy, and to think they're fucking awesome. Yeah. Okay, so that's my hate fuck ramble. The kind of play that I would be partial to right now in my fucking physically depleted state would be a nice, intimate, mellow, dare I say it, vanilla shag. Once more, I'm coming home from night shift. So I will make use of the shower. Sadly, you're not in it, but happily, that means you're still in bed. It's winter here, so even though it's not really cold, it's cold enough that when I get out of the shower, I'm very much looking forward to that mad dash across the room to the bed and lifting the blankets up and crawling my way under the blankets to lie down, facing you next to you in bed. I got my undies on and my singlet on. My legs and arms are bare. Sorry for putting my cold feet against you. And I'm sorry for waking you up, but I promise I'll make it worth your while. I spoke before about how I really like the contrast in energy after a night shift when I'm so tired, I'm a little bit fucking loopy. And that serves to ramp up my desire for all the sensory stuff. So snuggling myself up close to you under the blankets, it just fulfills that longing that I have. So I can just suck in all your heat and get really close to you, get really close to your skin and you can wrap your arms around me and pull me in closer and give me a couple of sleepy kisses and put your arms up around my back and pull me closer towards your chest. And wrap me up and let me breathe you in. Yeah. I lift my head up and you tip your chin down and we can do some really nice language making out. What that looks like is, I love it, kissing, holding each other's faces. I can sort of guide the pressure and the intensity of the kisses with how we're holding each other's faces. So for example, if I were to run my straight the tips of your earlobes, whilst I kiss you, really gentle kisses just with my lips, and then trail my fingers down along your jawline, up over your cheekbones, and just stroke them like these nice, really gentle strokes down along the planes of your face and your jaw and your neck, and stroke my fingers down and then reach my head down and kiss along them. Whilst I'm doing that, you can be, run your fingers, my hair's tied up, run your fingers up my scalp and stroke some little circles with your thumb to nothing intense, but like communicating to each other with our fingers that we want to make each other feel good, and that this is definitely not a hate fuck. Yeah. Another thing I love is I love fingers in mouth. And I love thumbs in mouth. Straight down my face whilst you kiss me, and then maybe just slip your index finger into my mouth and let me take your finger into my mouth and just hold it there and just gently suck on your finger and swirl my tongue over it and make it nice and moist, and then I'm going to take your hand and drag your fingers down over my neck and down to my nipples and put your index finger onto my nipple and I just give it some pressure and squeeze it and I just play with the balls on the jewelry, just tease it between your fingers, nice and gentle. And whilst you're doing that, bring your head down. Maybe you want to see, maybe you want to watch whilst you do that. And maybe watching whilst you do that makes you want to kiss too, and makes you want to put your lips and your tongue to my breasts. And whilst you worry that the piercing and squeeze my nipples, run your tongue up the curve of my cleavage and I knead my breasts a little and maybe look me in the eye and take note of what you're doing, how it's making me feel. And the answer is pretty good. Pretty good. And definitely like I want to take my singlet off, and like I want to take my underwear off, and like I want those hands of yours and those lips of yours and your tongue. I just fucking everywhere. Stretch your forearm up my back, up to my neck, and then pull me close to you and roll onto your back and roll me so I'm pressed up real close against you. And my tongue's finding your tongue, and a kiss in the open, and it's wet, and the breathing is faster and heavier. And the grips of our hands, the grips stronger, and the squeezes are deeper, and the licks are harder and longer, and your tongue is wide and flat and firmer when you lick up my breast and up my neck, I want to lick the corner of your mouth. And just taste when the tip of my tongue tastes. And put your top lip between my lips and just suck on it a little bit. And, enough to make you moan. This kissing is 100%, 100% accompanied by rocking by both of us now, with me pressed up against you and your hands on my back and my ass and my backs and my thighs. You push me up hard, up into you and against you. And I know that I'm wet. I don't know if you can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it because the way your erection feels against me when you move, it feels different now. I know I'm wet. And each time I rock my hips, I'm just trying to make these little wriggles, these little adjustments, so I can part my lips and try and free your cock a little, so you're more comfortable and you're resting between my lips where I want you. So with each rock, I'm just going to make those little moves, those little wriggles against you to get you resting between me where I want you, and get the tip of your heart up against my cliff, so so every little rock and with like our whole bodies and like every like the kissing and the you hold me and pull me into you, and whilst you move your tongue in my mouth, and we grind, and it's all just, they're all synchronized, it's all, so you got me pressed really tight into you with your arms up my back, and I spread my knees, I guess, either side astride of you, so I can get my pussy closer into you and stretch my thighs out really hard, so I can lay my pussy really hard up against you and share your rhythm. And I keep kissing you. Our mouths are getting wetter. Oh, my pussy's getting wetter. And the grinding's getting deeper and the kissing's getting deeper. Lying here on top of you like this, and your hands squeezing me harder and pushing me harder in towards you. I'm loving that, because every time you rub me against you, I get to feel how hard you are, and I almost like to the point where I want to fuck you through your boxes, because I can feel myself stretching around you, and every time you pull me into you, it feels so good, and I just want to go that bit further. I want to slide you that bit deeper into me. can feel that you're wet now. I can feel you've got to get out of these boxes. You got to get out of these and I can come feel my skin against you. We got to get these wetnesses together.